In March 14, 1968, we were flying on a mission in Quang Tri Province. I was the chase helicopter. Our lead helicopter received enemy fire and crashed into a hillside and burst into flames. Before we could even consider what to do in our aircraft, the pilot and myself both had the same reaction. We had to help our friends in the other helicopter. And the pilot put down on a hillside, came within about 20 yards of the ground, and I jumped out of the helicopter. I literally unhooked myself and jumped out and ran towards our friends in the burning aircraft. My pilot, my aircraft, took off immediately, and they radioed back to the base that we had a downed helicopter. In the meantime, I was on the ground trying to pull out the crew chief. In the down helicopter, I feel he was still conscious when all the armament inside the aircraft went off and vaporized him and lifted me up, sent me through the air, and I was knocked out. I was blown through the air about 50 yards, and when I came to, it had been about 15, 20 minutes went by. I could hear Vietnamese shouting, talking, and the fire was on its way out. The fire was still burning in the helicopter, but it wasn't burning as fiercely as I remembered it. I was conscious. I was burned. Most of the front of my clothing was all burned off. All my hair was singed. All I had left, I had my flight helmet on, and I had some bits of shirt. I had my .38 and my chest protector, which absorbed most of the shrapnel. But since I was blown up by a concussion, I was lifted by my groin, and I received such a blow on the groin that I thought that I had lost the family jewels. And I was afraid to look down. I moved my toes, I moved my feet, and I knew I stood up and I started running. I got halfway up the hill where my aircraft dropped me off, when the gun emplacement that shot down the aircraft spotted me and tried to, took some shots at me. And the ground started churning up around me. And I fell down a couple times, and I pulled out my pistol, and I held it over my head, and I shot it in that direction, and I kept on running to the top of the hill where the helicopter dropped me off. Anyway, I made it back to the aircraft, and they put me in for the Congressional Medal of Honor.